Like Pearl Jam, Bobby. Sorry, I got a little excited there.
I don't think I like him that much.
I'm sorry,
but I am a big fan of Pearl Jam. I saw him a couple times.
Yeah, they're a great live band. They're an amazing live band.
Eddie Vedder stole my essence, but
he did.
Yeah, he stole my. In
what way?
Just the way I walk out and I look up at the crowd and they go nuts and I look that way and then I look to the left and then I look.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I just kind of put my head down and then let them go freak out. That was my thing.
Were you climbing like the speakers and stuff before Eddie Vedder, and jumping from the top of the venue and things like that? Was that your move?
Yeah, that was kind of my move.
That was, huh?
Yeah, I started that at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick.
Did you?
Yeah.
You can't climb too high at the Stress Factory, though.
Well, I would hang.
You would hang a foot off the ground and then kind of dramatically drop down to the stage.
Not dramatically. It was
you didn't go with
fast and heavy.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll. I was reading reviews right before the show, Bob Kelly, and that's why you're here today. Wow. Yeah, the reviews on the show are great.
Four out of five stars in the Daily News. Really good. And we always bash critics, but it's nice to see when they praise something that we genuinely like.
Yeah, we're not necessarily fans of the critic, but when they're giving our friends good reviews, then we love the critics.
Yeah, we got some good ones. We got a couple bad ones, but mostly all of them were... really, really good.
And it's on tonight on FX at what time?
10 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
For the next 10 weeks. And Jimmy went to the premiere the other night. He actually saw a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it very much.
I got the first four episodes.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to play DVDs anymore.
That's ridiculous.
I don't have a DVD player.
You have an Xbox?
I have an Xbox.
That's a DVD player.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. You're the dumbest person I know.
I forgot about that. I was just trying to come up with an excuse why I haven't seen the first four episodes yet.
Yeah,
well, as you're sitting right next to me. I should have seen the show, is what I'm saying.
I don't have a DVD with the shows on. I just saw the first two there.
Yeah.
Then we watched them.
Well, I was sort of invited to the premiere. Me and Bobby talked about that before the show. Amy Schumer having her premiere on the same day as Bob Kelly's. I'm calling it Bob Kelly's new show, by the way.
Yes. Good.
It's your show.
I mean,
Dennis Leary's in it and stuff.
Yeah.
And
he's just starting.
He might have wrote some of the stuff. Most and maybe it, he stars in it a little bit. And maybe
directed
he kind of produces and directs some of the scenes. But it's Bob Kelly's show on FX tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay?
Forget about John Corbett and Liz Gillies.
Well, I mean, they got some nice people to surround you. You know, that's nice to
Elaine
pump things
Hendricks,
up a little
bit.
She's
Johnny
all right.
Else.
I mean, they're good people, I'm sure.
They're all right,
But this show is Bob Kelly's show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then Amy Schumer has the premiere.
They're changing it to that, by the way.
I hope they
do. It's called Sex and Drugs and Bob Kelly's Show.
Yeah.
That's smart.
It kind of goes, too. Sex and Drugs and Bob Kelly's Show.
I like that.
Yeah.
But then Amy Schumer had her premiere the same night. That kind of threw everyone into a little frenzy. They didn't know what to do.
It was a good thing because it was a friend test.
A friend,
show me who my friends were.
Well, Jim Norton is certainly your friend.
Jim Norton,
because Norton went and saw that. I wanted to go to that, but I don't know if you had enough tickets for me in the end.
I would have hooked you up. Of course I would have, but I knew you were going to Schumer's thing anyways. When you do these premieres, you get a row of people.
Right.
You get a row. Everybody in the show gets a row. And I got a row.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Jim went, Rich and Bonnie went.
Nice.
A couple other friends of mine went. I took my wife.
Good. That's smart.
Yeah, it was funny. I had everybody on the red carpet.
Yeah.
I just put everybody on the red carpet, including my wife.
Yeah.
And I grabbed her, and she's like, "Where you go? We'll go doing the rep." Because she's like, "What, dude? I'm looking for these photos because I know she just did bug eyes. Because I know when you do a red carpet, you have to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
It's because you do it and you go out there and you just dig like over here, over here, over here, and you kind of get the same pose every time, or you'll look like an idiot.
Yeah,
you kind of go bang, bang, bang,
right?
And sometimes they get you, and then you move on.
Yeah,
but you kind of get your thing that you want to put out there, because if you're trying to be Mr. Hey, they'll get
up?
You
yeah.
doing hey,
yeah.
and you'll look like an asshole.
Yeah,
you'll just look like somebody going,
Yeah.
So I know those photos of me and her just. Over posing, just trying like she has X-ray vision.
I gotta see
just trying
stuff.
To look through the camera lens.
I mean, your pictures are popping up everywhere. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen your wife yet. Now I need to see those.
Go to Getty Images. I saw a couple of mine from Bob's premiere.
Ooh.
Yeah, my suit's too big. I really look like a fucking they're doing a benefit for me. Well, we're trying to get Jim a liver
and a kidney.